Hi, friends. So last week I talked to you about canning and preserving. And this week I'd like to share with you a concept of food preserving with just a little twist. Have you heard about the slow food movement? A lot of people ask me about slow food. Slow food, also sometimes referred to as the Terra Madre movement, is a movement and an organization. The movement itself began in 1986 in Italy with the founding of its forerunner organization, Arcigola, in 1986 to resist the opening of a McDonald's near the Spanish Steps in Rome. This was done not so much as a protest against McDonald's as it was against big international business interests. And according to Wikipedia, the slow food organization spawned by that movement has expanded to include over 100,000 members and chapters in over 132 countries. All totaled, there are 800 local chapters, also known as convivia. Each convivium has a leader who's responsible for promoting local artisans, local farmers, local flavors, and all these through regional events like taste workshops, wine tastings, and farmers markets. There are offices in Switzerland, Germany, New York City, France, Japan, and most recently in the United Kingdom and Chile. Head offices, however, are located in Bra, near the famous city of Turin. Numerous publications are put out by the organization in several languages, and in the United States, the snail is the quarterly of choice. The snail is also a symbol often used in this country to indicate the slow food movement. So what's this all about? Well, the slow food movement's goals include forming and sustaining seed banks to preserve heirloom varieties in cooperation with local food systems, preserving and promoting local and traditional food products along with their lore, that is, their stories, and preparations, organizing celebrations of local cuisine, educating consumers about the risk of fast food, educating citizens about the drawbacks of commercial agribusiness and factory farms, and also educating citizens about the risk of monoculture and reliance on too few food varieties, developing various political programs to preserve family farms, lobbying for the inclusion of organic farming, concerns within agricultural policy, against government forming of genetic engineering and the use of pesticides, and finally, encouraging ethical buying in local marketplaces. And slow food is gaining momentum in the mainstream. How many of you watched Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution this past season? Oliver, an accomplished and passionate chef, traveled to various parts of the country and evangelized the use of whole and healthy foods in a massive push to wean us from fast food and high sugar content snacks. Not to mention, there was also a wonderful piece in the July issue of National Geographic. This article outlined the dangers of our current food production, as well as the decrease in seed varieties over the years, and those steps that are being taken to save our future food supply. It may sound like end of the world stuff, this saving our future world food supply, but not really. It's just good planning. I've been fascinated not only to learn more about where we get our food and how it's grown, but also the scientific steps being taken to preserve all these great foods for future generations and protect them from pests, blight, disease, and so forth. So I encourage you to learn more about this slow food movement and find out what's going on in your backyard. You may agree with some aspects and disagree with others, but becoming informed is always beneficial. Who knows? You may be a champion of the slow lifestyle as well. I'm Joan Autry. Thanks for listening and have a delicious week.